And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. East 66th Street, are you back yet? And Squamish, Sydney, and Robin, and Omaha, and Tessa, and Donnie, and Bob, and Viv, and everyone out there in San Jose, Costa Rica. It is 2:59 here on Friday, May 24th, 2019. Well, it's nice and breezy. There's no water coming down. And it's 54 degrees, right on target. Happy birthday, Ned. It's going to be a beautiful day for a bike ride. Well, I discovered today, when I saw all that traffic, that there was a reason. And that is that it's a three-day weekend, and we are commemorating Memorial Day. Here's Kate Power and Steve Einhorn. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned. It's a full show.
Under a foreign sky, my fate awaits me. There, but for God, go I. Do not forsake me. I am a boy, full of promise, full of freedom. And now the joy is dead and done. I am gone. Before the western sea, my home was in the valley. There with my family, I took to manhood early. I was the one my brother called. My mother looked to me, her fine, strong son. And now the joy is dead and done. I am gone. Finding my way to go, the call that I should answer. My country's own hero, like music to the dancer. I am a boy, full of promise, full of freedom. And now the joy is dead and done. I am gone. Under a weeping willow tree, you planted roses. There in my memory, where my eternal ghost is. I was a boy, full of promise, full of freedom. And now the joy is dead and done. I am gone.
That's Kate Power and Steve Einhorn from Portland. They've been here to play as well. And Kate wrote that song about a young man they knew and who was involved in the community and who never came back. So we want to send out wishes that folks will perhaps turn to the arts to communicate with each other, listening, discussion, and let's put an end to war. And starting out with a fabulous arts event coming up tonight and tomorrow night, I have Derek Moore and Julia Gingrich here in the studio to talk about Dancers Unite. Yes. Why would I say it's a fabulous event? Well, most of the events around here are, but dance is my thing too. So welcome to the studio, Julia.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, have you been here before?
I haven't been here before, no. This is my first time, my first privilege.
Oh, have you been on the radio before?
I have not.
Have you been warned?
Slightly.
I just want to congratulate you because you're our first radio virgin of the day.
Okay,
a double virgin, KMUN and radio. So, and Derek Moore is not in the least a radio virgin.
I love this room.
Yes, Derek's been on many shows and played live, but today he's here as one of the owners and developers and arts performer, as well as, what's that word? The person, people who support the arts, because he's been involved in Peer Pressure Productions along with Susie Brown. For how long have you been working on this?
8 months.
8 months.
Yeah. October 2nd was when we got into the building.
Okay. Oh, that's
year.
Right, because our first gathering was October
15th. 1015, which 1015 is our address as well.
At 1015 commercial, at 1015 in the morning, 1015 at night, and each piece was about 10 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's exactly right.
Let me tell you, it got into my head. I've got that address. It will never leave me now. Well, the exciting part is, for those of you local who have been coming to the studio, the performance space, and seen it grow and change and become just a beautiful area, but more needs to be done before the opening. And so, Julia, I understand this was your idea, the
yes,
dance part.
It was my idea.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. To put on a fundraiser to move this Peer Pressure Productions studio venue to its opening coming soon. Julia, who are you? I mean, you must be a dancer. You look like a dancer.
Thank you.
But you also must know a lot about dance to have put this forward.
I do. I'm an implant. I'm not from Astoria.
Okay.
But I have been in the theater doing productions, theatrical and dancing, since I was 3 years old.
Okay.
And I have an MFA in dance. So
nice. Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I'm from a small town called Aurora, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, between Portland and Salem, a small farming town.
Yes, I know it, actually. So where did you get to study dance at the age of three?
Well, I started in a small town studio in somebody's basement.
Okay.
And then I just got the itch and kept going. And my primary training was with Oregon School of Ballet in Portland.
So when you were in what?
In high school.
High school, you knew this was something you wanted to...
Yeah, but by the time I was 12, I was saying, Mom, I'm really going to do this. And she's looking at me going, you're really going to do this? And I was like, yeah.
And did she encourage you or discourage you? Or
She encouraged me. She said, you know, if this is what you want, we'll pull out all the stops and make it happen. And,
wow.
And she knew what a life as a professional artist looks like, because my mother grew up in the theater.
Uh-huh.
So she knew what it was going to be like, and I knew what it was going to be like because I followed her around in the theater.
So. Right. So have you been dancing professionally or teaching? Or
I have danced, taught, choreographed, done workshops all over Oregon, Eugene, Corvallis, Hood River, Portland.
And how long have you been here?
I have been here 2 years, a total of 7. So I was in Napa for 5, and I went to Hood River for 1, and then came back, and my husband and I bought a house and really put down the roots. So
Napa down the road?
Yes, down the road, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I must have seen you there then.
Yes, possibly. I heard you're that way.
Yeah, Brownsmead, to be exact. So, Derek, did Julia come to you and you said, sure, why not?
Or I mean, why would you refuse? She said, I want to get a whole bunch of dance studios together and put on a show and have it be a fundraiser for your theater.
And so, you said, well, I don't know about that.
That sounds terrible. No, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I did say, are you able to organize the dancers? Because I know nothing about that. And she said, no problem. So,
wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's give folks the logistics first. Again, do you all remember the address now, everybody out there in Radio Land? 1015 Commercial in Astoria. It is in the Odd Fellows building downstairs, and this is a great way to, if you haven't been there yet, to come and see the theater before it opens. I'm going to let Derek talk a little bit about this whole process, because it's been terrific. The show is at 7 p.m. It is tonight and tomorrow night, and it is a fundraiser. Now, do people need to buy their tickets in advance so they can get them
at
the door?
No, we don't have that set up yet, so it's tickets at the door.
Okay, so just get there. And
doors open at 6:30.
Okay, excellent. And we'll give you the logistics again later. Derek, how did this even come about? With peer pressure.
Yeah.
and you and Susie.
People may remember peer pressure used to be a smaller theater around the corner from where we're at that Susie ran. That was her her little baby.
Yeah. Scott Dougherty kind of fixed that place
red
up.
Red Hair was there.
Right.
So she took that over and made it into a theater. And it was a project that she wanted to pour everything into, and then it came to an end and she let it go. And then she was looking to start something up again. And Jessamine and Andrea, who own Oddfellows building, said, well, what about our space? Because we want to have performance art in our building. And Susie looked at the space and was a bit overwhelmed because it was just a big empty space. It was nothing already set up in it. And so, long story short, I got involved and said, what if I help you on it?
Okay.
She said, well, in that case, I could do this.
Because the other hat that Derek wears, which was prominent in this project, is that, I'm not sure the official title, you contractor, fine finish.
General contractor.
General contractor.
That's my job.
And, that absolutely was imperative. So it has been such a joy for us. How's it been for you, Derek?
Joy is a good word. The longer something goes, it gets a bit more tiring. But, you know, just because you get tired by something doesn't mean it's not fun. This is a bucket list of mine. I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time. Find some space and transform it.
Oh,
and to be able to do that with theater is a lot more special. And to be a co-founder of something is a new initiative in my life. So it's all been really good.
So you get a virgin experience,
yep,
too.
Yep, exactly. I've never run my own thing before. And we don't like to think of it as our thing. That's why we made it into a nonprofit. Because we want this to be a community theater in the real sense of the word. So there's a board. We will be called co-founders, and we will have a role in seeing how it goes. But it's a community-run thing.
So some of the events that have gone on the 1015s, the 15th of each month. Can you remind us? I know what am I talking about?
You were in it.
I was in it. That's right. It was just last week.
That was Susie's initiative.
I was pokey.
Because she saw the address 1015 and October 15th was so close to opening, we said, why don't we let people in once a month to come in and see how the progress is going.
So you had
for free to come in and just and we'll offer something.
But you had to clean it up
every time.
Every
yeah.
time, once a month.
That's good. It's like cleanup Fridays. You know.
Okay. I'll
but
try
Susie's
that.
Come up with a lot of interesting things. We've had Julia's already danced in there. That was yeah. April,
oh.
March,
January.
January.
I
wow.
know.
Yeah.
That was
singing,
I was supposed to be involved in that right. too.
Dance, singing, plays. Bill Hamm did
Bill Hamm did
Shakespeare thing, yes. comedy that was really funny. We've mm-hmm. had Susie wrote Snow White.
Mm-hmm. And the first one was those vignettes were
yeah.
all different kinds of
it's
people.
Been something different every time. And there's something coming for June and July, I believe, in terms of the 10-15s.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also more stuff coming before our official opening, which will be in September. But there'll be a really fun thing in late July.
Oh, yeah, 24-hour,
yeah.
isn't it?
Oh, we're calling it a performathon, just like a Jerry
oh, yeah.
Lewis telethon.
Oh, God.
24 hours straight of performances.
I used to send him a dollar when I was this little
hey,
tiny
every
kid.
Little matters.
It was on TV. I'd send Jerry Lewis, the MD. So it's going to open in September, okay.
For our first play.
Okay,
yep.
You realize
that'll be
you've
our grand
just
opening.
Put it out to the world, so folks,
yeah, pressure's
it's
on.
That's right.
That's now, how you do it. I wouldn't have had this ready if Julia hadn't said, let's do a thing. It
there
just
you go.
Puts the fire under your...
How do people posterior. Find out what's happening? Of course, listen to Coast Community Radio. Check out Coast Weekend, perhaps. There's not a website yet, is there?
It's not a website yet. We will have one coming. We're on Facebook, Peer Pressure Productions.
Oh.
There's a group, and there's also a Facebook
okay.
page.
And it's spelled P-I-E-R.
Yep.
Of course.
Like the
Pier, of course.
39.
We're in Astoria. Yeah.
That we have an email sign-up list at the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one at the 10-15s. You can sign up, and we'll send you stuff through that.
So what was the most challenging? Did you, when you walked into that big empty space, did you immediately have a vision of what needed to happen?
Yeah, I mean, Susie helped me, but we brought in other theater folks,
mm-hmm.
Sen and Cavo, Edward mm-hmm. James, Mick Alderman. We brought in people who've had experience in theater, and I just picked their brains. What can, is this enough space? How do we, you know, is this good enough for this? How about mm-hmm. if we do this? Is this going to work if we, you know, things
right,
like that.
Right.
Just to
of
get
course,
an idea.
You've done theater, but you've been acting.
I've always acted.
Not doing the backstage stuff
right.
and understanding the thing. Yeah, well, it has been so exciting month by month watching the growth and the changing. And last month, actually, a couple of weeks ago, when I walked in for the dress rehearsal, which is the only rehearsal that we got, the night before the performance, it took my breath away because the walls were painted and suddenly it looked like a theater.
It's a black box
it's
now.
It's a black box theater. And it was quite wonderful.
Good.
So back to you, Julia.
Yes.
Not up there. Tell us, I didn't realize there were that many students. I saw some of the pictures and I saw the Olivares twins, the mm-hmm. Tango twins,
yes.
but they're not doing tango.
They are will be performing tango.
Oh, they will do that
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And who else is doing what?
We have Astoria School of Ballet.
Oh.
We have Kerfuffle.
Okay.
We have Astoria Zumba, Coast Fusion Belly Dance, Dream Circles Ecstatic Dance, Tribal Fusion Belly Dance, Triple Moon Belly Dance, the Spirit Moves Dance Company, and Sparrow Dance Company.
I've never even heard of some of these. This
yeah.
is great.
Yeah,
now, did you
groups.
Know everybody, or did they turn you on to each other?
I was clued into some groups, but I just actually got on the good old internet and started gathering a list of all the groups and teachers around town, and I just contacted all of them and said, this is what we're doing, and if you'd like to submit a work, we'll look at it, and there was some good
wow.
feedback.
Nice. Thank you so much. This is so exciting. I can't wait to see a whole night of dance. And I know it's going to be diverse. So one question, is there audience participation in any of the dance or probably not space-wise?
No, well, everyone is housed and there's no throwing popcorn. You know, this is not a Shanghai event. But there are dance pieces that are audience will enjoy, and they might want to hoot, and they might want to clap.
But they won't be getting up and joining. No. Okay.
But there is intermission with music. You may dance during intermission.
There you go. There you go. Okay, this is again happening tonight and tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Dancers Unite. And I would add Community Unite, because this is... we can't have enough venues in this small town of ours. We have so many artists of so many different types, and the more opportunities we have, the better. Later on in the program, you'll hear from some other fabulous folks who are also offering an opportunity tonight and tomorrow night, which works out perfectly because you can go to one night and one the other night, and lots in between. So thank you so much for doing this. The Peer Pressure Productions, Dancers Unite, tonight, 10:15 commercial. Doors open at 6:30. The show is at 7. About how long would you say the show is?
I'd say an hour and 15 to hour and a half.
Okay. Okay. Sounds perfect. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
And no broken legs. Okay. No. Not for dancers.
No.
Doesn't work well. Okay, and I have some music from, it looks like it's the birthday boy. Have a listen.
Ago, a crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. I went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he had to say. He said it was a bad dream. I said, hold it, doc, a world war passed my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He took my arm as I said, ouch, as I landed hard on the psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 1:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover. Wonder who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down the lonesome town. Just wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me a fallout shelter bell, and I leaned my head and I give a big yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him much, though he didn't know me.
There he goes. It's, I'm sure you all know it's Bob Dylan's 78th birthday, which makes him not very old. Because I'm right behind him, I gotta say that. And we will be hearing more about Bob Dylan and why in this town a little bit later. Right now, by good fortune, I have one of the dancers from tonight's performance and tomorrow night's performance, but that's not enough for Kimberly O'Brien. She's making a real weekend of it, aren't you?
I sure am, Carol.
You are. I invited Kimberly to come because tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to what time?
Probably 1 o'clock,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kimberly is putting on the Dream Poetry Workshop, and I'm going to let her tell you what that is. I will just tell you that it's at the Astoria Studio Collective, which is 372 10th, which is actually the corner of 10th and Duane, isn't it?
It is. It's just one door down from the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, and the door to go up is by the barbershop pole. I think that's okay. The easiest way to...
So it's just north of 10th, of Duane on 10th Street.
Yes.
Right. Astoria Studio Collective, which the AVA Gallery is downstairs, and there's a bunch of studios upstairs. What a great venue, huh?
Yeah, it is really a beautiful spot.
Nice. So now, Kimberly, I've known you in various ways for many years. As a matter of fact, we've danced together, too.
Yeah, we have.
And but now it turns out, and I did know you were doing poetry, but I didn't realize how deeply involved in poetry you were.
Yeah.
So I'm not really clear what does dream poetry
what
even mean?
What does dream poetry mean? It's sort of something that I'm making up as I go along, Carol, and in my own dreamy way of doing things. I've been a poet for years. I've been a dreamer for years, a teacher. I've taught both writing and dream workshops. And as you know, I also love ecstatic dancing and collage and art. And maybe it's just taken me this long, practically halfway through my life or probably more, to get to the point where I'm sort of taking all of those together as an art form.
Let me back up a little bit. What is a dream workshop to begin with?
Well, what I want to do and what I do when I'm creating art or I'm dancing is sort of going into, in the dream world, it's called the hypnagogic state, but going into a sort of a different kind of a waking life reality. And that's sort of how I live my life. I think of my life as being an art form. And I think that I've developed some really good ways to help other people get into that sort of frame of being or that creative spot of being in the lucidity.
So you're saying that maybe we all have that possibility, that potential?
For sure. I believe everybody has that. And that's why, you know, had in my description for the workshop that it doesn't really matter if you're a writer, if you're a poet, this is basically...
Or none of the above.
Yeah.
You said beginners.
A beginning activity for anyone. I've tried this with, you know, some of my high school students and people who were completely adamantly opposed to poetry that were like, oh my gosh, this is such a complex thing I came up with. I'm so, you know, students are very proud of what they've come up with. And all of these are sort of like working towards really embracing and loving and knowing all parts of yourself. That's kind of how I approach everything. So there, you know, when you're, it's like getting out of your way and just letting your voice come up or come out in any way that it's going to. And the way that I set up the workshop, sort of, I don't know if it's tricky, but it, working with a really solid form, it's a way that people sort of manage to, without it really seeming like, oh, I got to put something to the side or push this out, that you're suddenly in that, that state.
So, is there a whole body of work? Obviously, there's a lot of dream work, but how does it work for you?
Well, I have studied dream work with several different people. I actually just got back from a dream workshop in Philo, California, with Bill Plotkin, who's been the Animus Institute leader since the 1980s in Colorado. It was a fabulous event. I've worked a lot, quite extensively, with Robert Moss in the Act of Dreaming. And I've taught active dreaming workshops, and I've just recently launched my own website and am seeing, accepting people as dream clients and kind of using art and... You know,
what is your website?
It is www.kimberlylane.xyz.
Kimberly, that's
Kimberly Lane, L-A-N-E, and Kimberly's L-Y, all lowercase.
Exactly. No E.
No E.
Kimberly Lane
dot X-Y-Z.
Okay.
And I, you know, people want to look at that website for, I'm also including like my dances that I have at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center. If I have, a poetry workshop, or if there's something else that I've decided to put together. So I feel really excited about that.
So, yeah. So is this the first workshop of its kind that you're doing?
Well, through the Writers Guild, this is the first one that I'm doing. And Marianne, I'm a board member of the Writers Guild, and she was, does anyone want to teach it? And I go, oh, I got a workshop I want to.
Oh, great.
So I jumped on that opportunity.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And have you, you said you've done work with your students.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering whether children, little children perhaps, just naturally do this kind of thing. Does that make sense? Yes,
they definitely do. And that kind of carries over with the ecstatic dance too, where you're like, well, you put 5-year-olds and turn up the stereo and they're jumping off the couch and there's nothing holding them back. So it kind of is about just sort of like, how do we strip away and kind of go beyond these ideas of what, become sort of our inner critics, of how you're supposed to be or not respond, or, we're going to have a lot of fun at the workshop. So, anyone.
So do you use music?
Or there'll be a little bit. I actually have a tape recording of some chakra bowls, and then I'm using some Alan Watts that we're going to draw like some synchronistic cards, and there'll be a lot of writing throughout, after being a teacher in junior high, high school, you realize like, you can't just talk. You got to be doing something, or people are staring at the wall, right? So I think it will be a lot of fun.
Well, I read Access Your Subconscious and Apply Dreams, Their Symbols and Poetic Imagery to Your Writing. Mm-hmm. But I also read that you don't need to be a writer. And for many people, this sounds as though it could be a way into writing.
Yes, I think so.
As well as a way of expressing and releasing oneself or learning about oneself.
Definitely. And I, when you say that, like, I believe everyone is a writer, everyone's a dancer, everyone's a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
We all have those capacities. They're there whether we're using them or not. And it's, it's really empowering in a freeing thing to be able to use your voice. And in our society, so many people have like sort of been cut off from that, or
absolutely stifled, repressed.
And it's there's this also, I kind of like, just in my life, I think about, it's holy, H-O-L-Y, to accept and really look at your inner parts. And I do like a lot of shadow works with people that I see, and in doing so, you're able to then, maybe be happy, sad, joyful. If you can tolerate that in yourself, then you're not like projecting it onto everyone else. And that's like holing the rest of the W-H-O-L-I-N-G, the rest of the world.
Nice. Ooh, so. Sounds like you've developed an entire philosophy here. So, folks, this is tomorrow. Now, do people need to get in touch with you? Or what should they
do? Well, pre-registration is on the Writers Guild website, which is www.thewritersguild.org. And if they don't quite catch that, if you just punch in Astoria's Writers Guild, it shows right up.
TheWritersGuild.org. Right. And you are KimberlyLane.xyz.
That's it. Com? Just .xyz.
Oh, just, .xyz.
I kind of like those are actually a little cheaper than the .com or .net domains, and I liked it best.
Oh, absolutely. That's delightful.
.xyz.
Okay, so this is tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Astoria Studio Collective, 372 10th Street. That'll be upstairs. And but do check in at thewritersguild.org now. And if you want to see more about Kimberly, KimberlyLane.xyz. And there's no E. Oh, there's one E in Kimberly, right? Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations on doing this.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you. And enjoy performing tonight and tomorrow night. Boy, I'm telling
you. Now, let me give one little plug for a solstice dance that I'm going to be having,
please,
too, at the AMC. Usually for Ecstatic, I have pre-recorded music this time we're just going to be making our own music, and it'll be, well, Michael and Sedona of Michael or Sedona Fire Band are going to be there.
Nice.
And it's a really cool circle trance dance that I actually participated in this last dream workshop.
When is
in
that
California.
Happening?
June 21st, solstice evening.
June 21st.
And it's 7 to 8:15.
7 to 8:15.
And that's just drop in. So.
And that's at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, which will be open by then.
Yes.
And of course, that's the building in which Peer Pressure Production is. So that's right on 10th Street. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Kimberly.
Carol.
Brava. Congratulations.
Yep.
Okay. Got a little bit of music for you folks. This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And I have a tune from the Maggie Kitson Band because they are going to be playing tomorrow for the Nehalem Bay Winery Blues Fest. Have a listen. Stay tuned. Oh, no. We going nowhere right now. We going to sit still in our chairs. Maggie Kitson, she gets me going every time. Again, that is tomorrow, Nehalem Bay Winery Blues Festival. And they're going to have a blast. So check that out. In the meantime, I promised you, Bob Dylan's birthday continues, and I have in the studio one extremely familiar voice. That would be Dinah Urell. She shakes her head. Oh, yeah, been here. Dinah Urell is here with us. Hi, Dinah.
Hi, Carol.
And Dinah is the singer, performer, as well as the editor, publisher of Hipfish and our cultural and arts and political monthly, as well as the proprietor at Kala. And happening at Kala is tonight and tomorrow night. My other guest is Raymond Martin. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
And now, Raymond has been here before, but not too frequently because he So he often, I don't know, are you still in Portland a lot?
Yeah. Oh. Half the week I'm in Portland. Right. Rest of the time I'm here.
You have one of those things called a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Unfortunately, okay. That's true.
But Raymond and Mary de la Salandra have their own group. It's Ta-Ta. Three Tas. Ta-ta.
Of course, after the other.
You can hear his accent, but I don't know where ta-ta-ta came from. Is it an onomatopoeia or?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Mary's the one who knows where that came from.
Oh,
she just said we're called ta-ta-ta, and I went, fine.
Raymond plays on his own as well. And the
stunning ray guns.
That's right.
I wasn't going to say it, but thank you. Yeah, yes, Stunning Ray Guns is my other project.
Right, and they have also played in Astoria some wonderful music. I remember the first time I met you was at the Astor Ruins.
Yes.
That was an incredible event.
That was a good night. Yes.
Yeah. So my understanding is that Dinah, Raymond, and Mary put this thing together, and it is a big birthday song tribute, party for Bob Dylan. Actually, it's not for Bob Dylan, it's for us. But we're celebrating Bob Dylan, isn't that?
Because it is his birthday today.
Yeah, and you know, around here, any excuse for a celebration. But Bob, we do wish, is he coming, by the way?
There's a rumor out there.
Yeah, I've heard. Donna Quinn, she calls in. She's like, guess what?
You never know. Ringo Starr comes every once in a while.
Right.
So tell us what's going to be happening tonight. Let's remind folks, Kala is 1017 Marine Drive on the south side between 10th and 11th. It's a wonderful venue. With lots of mood, and what's going to be happening tonight and tomorrow night? You're starting at 8:30, is that right?
Yes, doors open at 8.
Okay.
Music at 8:30.
Okay.
And we will have musical duos and solos, and end the evening with the band.
The band.
The band. Okay. Oh, a.k.a. the Zimmermans.
I see.
He didn't like
I don't like that one.
Raymond didn't like that one. I don't know why.
I see.
Hey, you're the one who's friends with Manfred Mann. And...
Who's in the band?
Well, the band is consisting of Flint Rice on drums, your own Graham Nystrom.
Yeah.
On keyboards and guitar. Rebecca Newman on bass. Myself on guitar. And we have Patrick White on harp. And then the vocalists are plucked from the genre
of players for the evening.
Tell us who the other vocalists are.
Well, how about if we talk about the other performers?
Yes, that's what I meant.
So our vocalists are, well, Mary from Ta Ta Ta, and some of the members of the band, and
the performers and is what I meant. Who else is performing?
We have Ta Ta Ta. We have the wonderful Birds of a Feather, who people have heard the duo Birds of a Feather have heard here in town a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We have Echo Returns, which is the visual artists, Annie Escalin and Bill Atwood. Who knew they played music?
Who knew?
Yes.
Wow.
We have the wonderful Dylan Clagio. Dylan Clagio.
It
was named after Bob Dylan.
You had to have a Dylan,
and he's
of
a solo artist, and you may have heard him playing at some of the art walks around town.
Okay, nice.
Over the last year.
And is Dinah Urell going to be singing?
Dinah Urell will be singing.
Okay.
The Hackles.
Okay.
Brian Bovenizer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is, how late is
and
this going to come?
And,
yeah.
Mishkin.
You're kidding.
No.
Mishkin's in town.
And Mishkin's in town.
Whoa.
And she's going to be doing some Dylan. Yes.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
The wonderful Adams and Costello.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is quite a show. Now, it starts at 8:30. It goes till 8:30 in the morning or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
It'll be late.
We'll be doing 10% of Bob's songs. We'll end at like 8 in the morning. Yes.
Well, it's going to be an amazing production.
And we have a special birthday cake for each night.
Oh, wow. Who did someone make it?
Yes.
Okay.
Heidi Schleiss made the cake.
Okay.
And she's a wonderful cake maker. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And
we'll be sharing that at intermission, birthday cake.
Now, do you recommend that people get their tickets in advance?
Well, I always recommend that. And we are selling tickets in advance. And then just come. We do have tickets left over for both nights. Get there at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And
if you do want to get it in advance, it's Liberty Astoria still?
Yes.
Okay.
No, tonight you just have to come to the door.
Okay.
You can still get tickets for Saturday night.
Okay.
But tonight we do have some seats left, so you
Great.
Can come to Great. The door at 8 o'clock.
Okay. This is going to be a party. Now, do people need to dress up in Bob Dylan?
Sure, yes, absolutely.
That's a request that we've asked.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you do is up to you, but... Yeah, you know, in the spirit of the occasion, it would be great to have as many Bob Dylans in the house as possible.
I love it.
And it's been fun because I've been talking to people who are going to come, and they're like, they've met Bob Dylan. Or, you know, people have their Dylan stories.
Right.
You know, we all do.
Yes,
and,
we do.
For those of us who've you know.
Been around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, what a fun night, or tomorrow night. It's tonight and tomorrow night, and its doors open at 8, and if you don't have a ticket, for sure be there by then. And even if you have a ticket, these are not assigned seats, so the best thing to do is come on in and find your spot. It's a terrific venue. It's small enough so that there are no bad seats. And the atmosphere is going to be outrageous. I can tell from that list of musicians. And Raymond, were you, seeing as how you didn't grow up in this country, were you a Bob Dylan fan at any point in your life?
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up in England, I got the same record, actually, that Dinah had. We were talking about that, the Bob Dylan Greatest Hits album, which was like a double record. It's blue, had a blue
we got
image
it.
On the front.
We got it right here on the
And
station.
We, yeah, so I listened to that a lot. And then when I came to America, of course, it was great because that was one of the homegrown artists. And I felt, well, this is America now. I'm driving down the road listening to Bob Dylan on the radio. You know, I've arrived. And
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, and the more you, the deeper you go with Dylan, the more wondrous it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's amazing how much wonderful music he's made.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just glad to be part of this show.
Great.
I was just, one quick thing I'd like to say is I was watching a little. Excerpt from the 1966 concerts that Dylan did in England on the European tour, and I thought, well, you know, Dylan and his band were the first punk band because they were going against society and all of their fans even by playing electric music, and they endured all of the criticism that they received, but they were up there and they were doing it, and they said, this is what we're doing, and you know, you just got to get on board. And
Yeah, and
so
every time he made any of those changes, it was
right? Yeah, so
definitely not to be cowed.
So this is the closest I'm ever going to get to being in that band is tonight.
There you go. Okay, well, this might become an annual. Who knows?
We
After
haven't
all,
said it,
he's going to be 80 soon.
Potential for an annual Astoria.
There's certainly potential.
There is.
Yes.
There's always potential right
Each
here
time,
in Astoria.
There's longer and longer and longer and longer planning.
That was Dinah Urell and Raymond Martin, and the silent today is Mary de la Salandra, and she'll be there tonight along with this cast of amazing performers for the Bob Dylan birthday song tribute at Cala in Astoria. Thank you so much for coming in. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
All right. Thank
you,
Carol.
Thank you.
Have a listen, folks. I've got some music from my last guest. Larkin Stentz has a brand new album called Sanctuary. Let's hear some of the music, and I'm going to also tell you what else is going on. Thanks for being here. In addition to Bob Dylan and Peer Pressure Productions tonight and tomorrow night, The Coaster, it's the last weekend for Bunbury, and that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 7:30. Astoria High School, I went last week to Willy Wonka, and it was fabulous. And that was 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and this last weekend for that. Peninsula Performing Arts Center, well, you're going to hear more about that in a minute, but Saturday night they have Corey Quinn, and Wednesday is Judy Iron. And Warrenton High School, The Addams Family, a musical. And the Labor Temple has got Disintegration Punk DJ night. Tomorrow morning, Troll Radio Review at Fort George. Upstairs with Matt and Rebecca Pierce. Lazy Boys with Janet Allen. And the Troll House Band. That's for everyone. Tillamook Art Walk is tomorrow. Kimberly O'Brien's workshop in the morning. Lupulin, noon to 6. It's a Fort George function at the Clatsop County Historical Society, Flavelle House. Gold Dust, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band in Long Beach. And Southwester, Elizabeth Pixley Fink and Ilwaco Library, 10:30 a.m. is paper flower crafting. Sunday is Coffee Girl, noon to 2, music with Kevin and Chris, and the Fort George has an American Forest. Tuesday night, Fort George has their benefit night for the Master Gardeners. Wednesday, here's a big one. It was canceled for this week, but it is next week, the Liberty Theater Readers Theater. Old Ringers, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7 o'clock, not tonight. Next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7 p.m. They do a fabulous job. And then Hoffman Art opens May 30th. That's Thursday, but the reception is June 1st. And now my last guest, you're hearing his music right now. Let's hear a little bit more, and then Larkin's going to tell us what we're listening to. Well, this is a piece from Larkin's brand new album.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary is the album, and the piece is All One. Solo, silver flute. This is gorgeous. Congratulations, Larkin. Beautiful. Now, let's tell people right now that you are going to be playing tonight.
Right.
At the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach. Is that a 7 o'clock?
It's a 7 o'clock. It's an open mic session, and they're just going to give me the opportunity to play a little bit longer maybe than others. But I am just so blessed to be a part of the Peninsula music scene. There's so many wonderful musicians there that I'm just going to be one of many that will be there tonight. But we've chosen tonight to be the time to have the CD release event where I'll be signing CDs and selling them.
Nice.
And talking about it.
Yeah, that's another small, lovely, delightful venue. And you live on the peninsula.
Yes, I do. So. Actually, some of the album was recorded at the Peninsula Arts Center.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask you, because you have you have recorded in some rather unusual places. Of course, my favorite was the the stairs, the right. stairwell.
Inside the Astoria Column.
Right.
There's a piece on this one that I recorded at the Natel Grange.
Oh,
because okay. the acoustics there were just so spectacular. I had played there a year earlier at a solstice gathering and loved it so much that I wanted to record there. So I actually was the recording engineer and performer for that piece.
Oh, my. So you play flute. You also play hammer
dulcimer.
Yeah. And, yeah. And are these all original pieces?
Yes, everything's original. And except for Amazing Grace, which is the last cut. You know, it's an improvisation of Amazing Grace. It's not technically mm-hmm. note for note.
So I'm seeing, though, that this is the silver flute that we're listening to, but right. you've also got the bamboo flute. Is that what you're holding right there?
That's what this is.
So tell me.
This is from India. It's a bansuri is the name in India. It's just six-hole piece of very lightweight bamboo, but it has a very beautiful tone quality
Can
to it.
Can you give us just a few notes on yeah. that? I'll take down the other. It looks so simple. It's just the...
It's really heavy. Be careful.
Oh, my God. It weighs nothing. Wow. It's a totally straight piece of bamboo with holes in it. Now, you didn't make this.
No.
This is...
It's made in India.
Okay. And are these... are there different ones with
different
tones?
Yeah, they're different keys. This is in a G.
Okay. My goodness. That's amazing to have such a simple looking instrument, and yet the playing would not be so simple. I've tried to play flutes. I know about it. I think it would be good for everybody because it has to do with your breathing, doesn't it?
Yeah, my way of looking at it also is that I hook my heart up with my hands and bypass my brain. So it's definitely an instrument that can be evocative of your heart feelings.
Nice, nice. Now, did you train in music or did you teach yourself?
Well,
or?
I taught myself the flute. I picked it up when I was a freshman in college and played for the next 10 years for dogs, cats, rose bushes, trees.
I was wondering whether you play to your plants because Larkin also has the Green Angels gardening. And I'm thinking perhaps your garden has benefited from
it. Possibly has. It's benefited in the fact that, you know, I did a lot of that before, but during those 10 years, I would walk around and I would just play to plants along the side of the road. And inevitably, uh-huh. when I finished and I would say thank you, I would get the wind would come along and the plant would wave at me and say, no, thank you.
Nice.
So I got my feedback. My audience was the plant world, Mother Earth.
So tell me what makes you decide whether to play the silver flute or the bamboo flute for a particular piece? Or is the bamboo mostly improv? Or?
Both of them are mostly improvisational. The, mm-hmm. the silver flute does lend itself to a more technical presentation, you might say, because you're pushing up and down keys, and you can't really roll the notes like, that kind of work with a silver flute. So, you know, they both have their place.
Nice.
There's a piece on this one which is next to the last one having to do with rowing the river of love, which is string synthesizer and silver flute. And it is one of my all-time favorite pieces of music. It comes on real slow.
There it is.
People have thought that when I do this one in concert that I'm not really playing. But wow. You can definitely hear the flute in the back. You know, the flute comes in and out of the water.
Right.
Like being on the Mississippi River and flowing in and out of the river.
Beautiful. Okay, folks. Larkin, brand new album, Sanctuary. And he is playing tonight at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center. And tomorrow from 9 to noon, he will be at Abbracci Coffee Bar in Long Beach signing CDs. And they'll also be available at Three Cups Coffee House and McVarish Art Gallery in Astoria.
Where we did some recording.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
And big congratulations.
Thank
I'll be listening to this. Thanks, folks, for being with us.